All right, always good to talk to our next guest, Peter Ducey, the White House correspondent for the Fox News Channel. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vince.
Great to have you back with us. How was Europe, by the way?
Europe was great. We covered a lot of ground, and we had limited opportunities to see the president in person. But, you know, we talked to him there towards the end after his Putin meeting, and it was a long trip, but it was a good trip.
Yeah, you got a question in to the president. I believe it was on the issue of COVID, right, and holding China accountable?
Yeah, and basically, like, I've been on the trail with you for 2 years. You talk a lot about how well you know Xi Jinping. Why can't you just call him and ask him to open up?
Yes.
And they don't want to do that.
No, what is that about? It feels like it's the easiest thing in the world just to, you know, again, if they know each other, the world leaders of these two big countries, why not just have that conversation? Do you have a sense from the White House what the answer to that is?
Yeah, because I keep asking them, and, you know, we've seen the president has signed on to a letter saying he would press China. The G7 has their communique where they call on China to cooperate. And now the line from the White House is, well, we know that China wants to be part of the international community, and so if they don't cooperate, they might be isolated on the international stage. We haven't heard from China that is something that is going to suddenly, like, scare them into cooperating, opening up, giving all these state secrets, if you want to call them that, from the earliest days of China, of COVID-19 in China. So we don't know what's going to happen. But the president gave the U.S. intel community until the end of August to just settle on an origin story. Was it a lab leak? Was it natural? Just report back. And so maybe we have to wait until the end of August.
Yeah, it'd be good to get some
information. For them to do something different.
So yeah. When you say that they are talking about isolating China, the international community will isolate China, what does that look like other than finger wagging? Just saying, you know, it's really annoying that China's not working with the rest of us. Has the administration signaled one way or the other whether or not they will create incentives or create punishments for China for failing to work with us?
I asked Jen Psaki about pretty much this exact issue earlier today. And, you know, so they would prefer to talk about isolation versus possible sanctions.
Right.
And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. What?
Yeah. Yes. Let's just continue talking about, well, you don't want to be isolated, so you better cooperate or else.
Right. Got it.
So, invited to stuff.
Yeah. No clear answers, in other words. So meanwhile, I know that the president is supposed to come out. We're hearing the reports this morning on Wednesday and begin to address the rise in violence in the United States. My understanding is that that guns is one of the ways that they intend to tackle this. They want to tackle the issue of, quote, gun violence, which to my ears typically means that they're going to present another case for gun control in the United States. What do we know about what Joe Biden is going to say Wednesday, if anything?
We have asked about that so far today, and all that we've heard back is that details will follow. Previously, though, when asked about this rise in crime, Jen Psaki says, well, it's not a crime problem, it's a guns problem. And it dates back 18 months. So they are trying to argue that all these crazy statistics and these terrible videos that you see from big cities across the country, including in some where the mayors are pushing to defund police departments or at least reduce police budgets, that all started before they got to the White House. And that this is really just a problem that was growing, and they kind of joined the White House or got to the White House midstream, but they're on it.
Right. Yeah. And that also sounds like, by the way, if you start backdating all of this, that they'd rather blame their predecessor for this. Well, there's another thing we have to clean up. I mean, this is kind of the move,
yeah,
Peter Ducey, that they've done with immigration. Their suggestion is, well, the border's out of control. Don't believe the immigrants crossing the border who keep telling reporters that the reason they're doing it is because Joe Biden's president. No, don't believe that. Believe us when we say it's Trump's fault. This is a part of an uptick that began under the Trump administration. So therefore, we can blame him.
Yes, and same exact thing. At the beginning of this Europe trip in England, somebody asked the president about steel tariffs on some European countries, and he said, it's only been 150 days. Give me some more time. And so 100 and however many days it's been since inauguration, it's a lot. There's so much focus on the first 100 days and all that you can do there. And they were out talking about all they did in the first 100. But not long enough to address really anything that is not related to the pandemic, as it turns out,
Peter Ducey, I'm grateful for you, and I know a lot of people are, because even in that meeting after Vladimir Putin met with Joe Biden, you had your eye on the ball and asked about a question that affects the whole planet, but definitely the United States, the origins of this pandemic, and that question being asked repeatedly. And hopefully people stay on it, to include you, is really important, I think. And I'm just grateful that you're doing it. Thank you, as always, for your perspective.
Thanks a lot for having me, Vince. I'll talk to you soon.
Sure. Thanks, Peter.